My name is Milton Isaac, and actually it's Milton R. Yeah, and let me say that because Bucky Lilly would be terribly upset. Yeah, because that's where I'm from. I'm from Bucky and Lilly. Yeah. Complacency kills. You know, if you have a sponsor, you understand when you're asked to do service like this, your sponsor say some things, because you'll say some things like me, like complacency. And the sponsor say something like, yeah, we got that knowledge too. Look it up. So this is what I got. And this is from the chapter, More Will Be Revealed. We cannot afford to become complacent because our disease is with us 24 hours a day. Right? And our 12 step, if you do step work, sponsor direct you there too. And it says on the 12th step, and this is the basic text. This is page, yeah, that's one of my sponsors, bro. That's all right. This is on page 51 of the basic text. It says, once we find the NA way, boredom and complacency has no place in our new life. Right? But let me say this before I get started, guys, because, you know, literature says one thing, and I'm going to share something else. Right? Because if you look in the back of the first step in this basic text, right, the first step talks about one of my biggest issues since I've been in recovery. And it talks about, on page 23, when we admit our powerlessness and inability to manage our own lives, we open the door for a power greater than ourselves to help us. Okay, complacency kills. Yeah, because see, when I got here with reservations. Because I'm so arrogant, you know what I mean, and I suffer from no-lawism, terminal hip fatal cool, I didn't feel that I necessarily had to do what you people did. And the plan wasn't to stay here no way. Yeah. Because I have a pattern of complacency in my life. See, once I reach a certain point in my life where I think I got something, I get to running with it. You know what I mean? And it never fails that every time I run with something, right, I always fall down. Always fall down. Because I use most of my life. Right? So, when I got here, it took about 18 months for me to get honest and say, my name is Milton, I'm an addict. Because I sat in the back, I wore hoodies a lot. I kept the hood on in the meeting. That way I didn't have to worry about you talking about, what's your name? Or you come to me and give me a hug, right? Because for real, you know what I mean? The most scariest thing in my life is that I find out the truth about who I am. Right? So, I made a mistake though. I kept coming back. I got one of the rainbow key tag belts. You know what I mean? Because I was so arrogant, when I came in, y'all gave me a sponsor. Sponsor said, call me. You know what I mean? And I'm like, who the fuck is this? You know what I mean? But for whatever reason, God had touched me and I started calling that man. Now, in my process, I have had two sponsors who died in this process. Right? Complacency kills. Yeah. And I'll take my time. Right? Because I done been to some meetings. I've been in service. Yeah. My first 2 years of recovery, that sponsor had me doing a literature study group where I was doing a chain of first three steps. So I was getting mine, at least I thought. But then I got to noticing that I was getting the gaiters back. Yeah. I started getting the pleated slacks, right? Only problem was, hello, something with my midsection. You know, because I didn't realize I was getting three hots in a cot. And when I tried to fasten, my belt, something was wrong with the pants, so of course I took it back to the tip. Complacency kills. So what I didn't realize was my health was really bad. Right? And I was eating everything nailed down, you know, coming to the eating meetings, going to those meetings where they serve donuts and cookies, you know, and getting two or three cups of tea with three, four lumps of sugar. My health was bad. Complacency kills. Yeah. So I started something that I didn't think I was going to do. I got a doctor. And the doctor kind of like shared with me some things that as a result of my using, right, as a result of my using, I wasn't that pretty boy who I thought I was. I looked good on the outside. Right? But I was terrible on the inside, right? So I had to take some orders from him, right? And I had to do some things, and I had to do a lot of things that didn't relate to using, right? And I was a little, you know, bothered by that. I did that, right? But again, complacency kills. Because once I thought I got to a point where that was all right, you know what I mean? I started going back to the steakhouse. Started making it to more in their meetings. Matter of fact, I started making it to more of them in their dances. Now, what I need to share with you guys is that when I first got here, I had a baby boy who was born in my first 30 days. And because I was so cute, his mama said, well, since you into all that, you take it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you know, I didn't understand about baby formula, putting on Pampers, powder them down, getting babysitters when you have to go to work. You know what I mean? But I thought I had arrived. Complacency kills. Yeah. So I just kept on about it, man, until Lily said, look, I'm not babysitting. And I already told y'all I see y'all at the end of the days. I already got put some of that cream on my gaiters, got my slacks out the cleaners, but I ain't make it. Called my sponsor. I don't understand. This is supposed to be my mother. Well, this is the same lady my last day of using. I said, why are you bothering me while I'm in the bathroom? Damn, can somebody get some peace in the bathroom? Because I had some good dope that day. You know, I ain't no understanding, right? But complacency kills. You know, mom shared things like, you the one got the problem, right? So I had to kind of like get in touch. So going through the 12-step process, what I realized for me, man, is that you either live or die here, right? Because I've had the jobs. I've gotten to the point where I got the little letters behind my name. But also, I buried a daughter while I was here. Yeah, let me show you how much I was working on. When Ms. Starr called the house saying that we have her, she's been shot in the back, I ran out in the middle of the street. I'm going to kill me somebody. Yeah. This time, Grandma was sponsoring me. She came to the door. She said, what the hell are you doing? Get your ass back in here. We need to get to the hospital. Yeah. So what I've been understanding through my process, man, is that my disease will be with me for the rest of my life. Sometimes I'll be able to grasp hold to the spiritual principles, and sometimes I want to do me. You know, six-step talks about when the pain of staying the same becomes greater. Yeah. I've had to have those experiences here because after I buried the daughter, I had to bury the moms, I had to bury the father. Yeah, you know. And then, what? 2 months after that, the wife, she don't want to do this no more. we've been coming to the NA meetings arm in arm. We were the NA couple. We had the eating meetings at the anniversary. Now people say, y'all are such a lovely couple. You know, and I fed into all that because I stopped working on me. I got the two jobs. I didn't realize I was driving that woman crazy. We had five kids at the house. Her three and my two. Oh, I was making money, but I was never home. I come home sometime, she looked like a cartoon character. She'd be sitting in the seat like. As soon as I walked through the door, she walking out the door. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where's my meal at? Yeah, complacency killed. Because I went back to the old-fashioned Southern tradition, what the woman supposed to do, what the man supposed to do. Yeah. So after I got my divorce, I realized that, you know, the sponsor's not there to be a sponsor in name. You know, you ever been trying to catch up with the race and the race is over? Yeah. So I understand in my recovery that it's just for today. Now, I know we go to a lot of other 12-step programs, but Narcotics Anonymous gives me a chance because Narcotics Anonymous says, just for today. That's all I got. That's all I got. Now, you know, I keep coming back because, you know, I told you earlier I'm still working on terminal hip and fatal cool, right? That's because, you know, my father was a pimp. Straight up gangster. That's why my mother left his ass. But guess what? I never left him. I idolized him. I thought he was everything. And I tried some of that same shit he did, right? And what I found out was complacency kills. Because if you don't grow up in this process, you're going to be using it. Because what I found out is what I'm working on right now. I was told by my spiritual advisor I need to be a little bit more generous. Because I'm tight, I'm stingy, I'm petty. You say you like me, so why can't you pay half? Right? And then I get into this thing, the other dope, the sex dope. Yeah, because of that thing, you know, it's sad when you find yourself on the couch because one too many, I'll never know. See, third step talks about this power will only work if I allow it. You know, a lot of times I used to say the same thing too. I turn my will of my life over. I say it, but my behavior don't show it. You know what I mean? It's sad, man, when you treat people like they do. And you the only one who don't know. You know what I mean? And you have to come to terms with yourself that you either going to work on recovery or you're going to work on dying. You either going to understand that this literature was written by addicts for addicts. Like me. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I don't want to die. Not die off the addiction. If I die, I don't want to die like Bucky died. I've broken the pattern. My fourth step says I've broken the pattern. Right? I tell my sons, they grown now. That one I told you I had when I was here, he's 21. He's doing him. And he expect me to jump up and down and all that, and I ain't doing it. I said, man, I love you to death, but I'm going to tell you what they tell me in that program I go to. Keep doing it. I've been to the jail to see my son. I've been chasing my daughters around town. So I've had the experience, right? So what I understand now is that they grown. And nothing in my recovery says that I'm God. I've lost a daughter in this process. So I understand what it is to feel what I feel. But feelings are not a fact. It's just a fact that I feel. Oh yeah, I got some cute girls too. Yeah. They look like the same kind of women I like. Ain't God funny that way? Ain't God funny that way? And my son, they should. Gotta tell you, apple don't fall far from the tree. And they slinging that little thing around town, you know what I mean? And they'll be like, you know, can I talk to you for a minute? And I'm like, oh no, I got a phone call. Talk to you later. Because what I realized, man, is that I'm no longer the guy who thinks that he's God. I don't have power to know everything. I realize that my recovery is ongoing. I can't get stuck in stuff that, like anger and resentments. I can't be angry and resentful toward my children. I can't be angry and resentment with my lover. Because the only person that hurts is me. And the only reason why I hurt me, because I'm a selfish motherfucker. I want what I want when I want it. Right? What I gotta realize is that people are human. Women are God's gift. Don't act like they're God's gift, man, if you pop his shit. That's why your ass on the couch. So I'm going to keep coming back. I don't know if I help anybody. Usually I come to a meeting to get a message. You know what I mean? Because I'm sick. I'm sick. And I'm going to keep coming. You might not like it. You might say, oh, that nigga think he all that. Yeah, but I keep going to meetings too. Because, you know, one thing I realized, man, is that my disease know more about me than I do. And he just waiting. Just waiting for me to say some simple shit like, shit, I don't need to go to a meeting. Convention, that's too much damn money. Well, I always got to put a dollar in the basket. I'll turn you on the list if you want sponsorship. Yeah. I'll keep coming.